Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the Writer Than You podcast.
All right, good morning. Welcome into the show. This Tuesday, day of chaos. Let's get a little calm from my buddy Howard Beck. Outstanding, talented writer, podcaster, NBA reporter, journalist at The Ringer. Joins me now from the other side of this beautiful country, Mr. Howard Beck from Brooklyn. What's up, buddy?
What's happening, Bill? How are you, sir?
I want you to know that I've got one really good What the Beck lined up for later in our talk, and I will try to think of some more because I know it's your favorite part of radio whenever you do these hits across America.
It's really the only reason I do radio at all.
It's for these moments. Before we get into those, though, let me posit to you something I've been thinking about, and you dissuade me of this view or confirm it. I've been thinking just about how many teams there are that are really interesting in this potential playoff matchups we have coming up. How many teams have won 45 games or 46 games or whatever mark you want to look at. And it strikes me that there's a level of parity maybe that was planned in a CBA many years ago that's finally come to fruition that masks, I think, perhaps, the just how like little distance there is for me between some of the teams at the top of the standing and some of the teams even in the play-in. Does that strike you as accurate? You've been covering this sport longer than I have. Do you see a level of parity that is new, that is unique, that says something about where the league is going or has been?
I think we've been there for the last couple of years, to be honest. I mean, I think, you know, the NBA, you can't exactly engineer parity because there's so many other factors, right? There is how ownership of a particular team acts and how would the decisions GMs make and whether a player blossoms or not and when. Like, there's all these other factors that I feel like we need to at least acknowledge before saying, oh, it's just the hand of God here. You know, David Stern and then Adam Silver created a CBA where now we have, you know, 25 teams competing, you know, at a certain level and then five bad ones. Like, they've done a lot of different things to make it a lot harder for the top-end teams to keep, retain talent, acquire more talent. All of that has had an impact. The reformed lottery odds, which were created as a disincentive to tank, certainly had an influence. The play-in tournament, which we will see start to unfold tonight, has had an absolutely profound impact because even if you want to look at the worst teams this year, and there's some really, you know, the bad is really, really bad this year, but the number of teams that were 500 and up, the number of 50-win teams, the number of teams that were still chasing at minimum a play-in spot within the last couple of weeks is incredible. The fact that we went literally down to Sunday, the last day of the regular season, with a bunch of seedings still in play is all fantastic. It's great for the league. It's partially about parity. It's partially just about incentives within, you know, the standings and all these different inflection points. And yeah, the NBA did engineer the framework of that. And then the rest is up to chance, I think, a little bit. But I think it's great. I think it's great. But of course, what will happen is before too long, at some point soon, if we're not already, we will start saying, you know what I really miss? Dynasties. We don't have any dynasties anymore. Where'd those go?
Maybe Denver can put a stop to that. Howard Beck from The Ringer here on Writer Than You on Twitter or X or whatever I'm supposed to call it, at Howard Beck. Let me ask you a question.
It will always be Twitter. It's never going to be anything other than Twitter. Nobody walks around saying, dude, did you see that thing on X today? And they'd be like, "You wait, what do you do? I don't want to know what you do with your spare time. Don't just stay away from better. Shut up.
Do you know what you just did naturally, organically?
What the Beck?
I love you. So good. I agree with everything you said. So good. All right. I love this question. I got asked this the other day over on TV, and I found it really interesting. Which, you can answer it, take it however you want. Which team in the play-in do you think has the best chance to make a run to the NBA Finals?
Ooh, boy. This is a great question, and it speaks to the parity of it, because ordinarily you'd be like, come on, all right. The play-in is there for some specific reasons, but really they're all cannon fodder, right? And I've said this myself, like 7th and 8th seeds in the NBA are cannon fodder, and you're playing in the play-in to beat the 7th or the 8th seed. You're cannon fodder. But in today's NBA, one, we saw the Lakers go from play-in to conference finals last year, and the Heat go from play-in to NBA finals last year. So we already know, like, this is no longer an unusual event. It wouldn't be surprising to anybody. The Lakers have 47 wins this year and are in the play-in, but they're really good, and LeBron's still playing at an incredible level, and Anthony Davis has been great. So would I be surprised for the Lakers to go make another deep run at this stage? No. So they're top of the list. I never will rule out a Steph Curry team, but I just don't think the Warriors are positioned to do it this time. The Pelicans are all over the map, but they're really strong at times. The talent is there. We'll see what Brandon Ingram can bring after, you know, weeks out with an injury. The Heat already did this once, so we can't rule it out again. And then, of course, like the most intriguing of all the play-in teams, the Sixers, because they're only in the play-in because they lost Joel Embiid for, you know, however long it ended up being. And if Embiid, he's looked pretty good since he came back, and he is an unstoppable force, and he is a unique force, and there's nobody in the East that really has an answer for Joel Embiid. So, you know, in under ordinary circumstances, the Sixers would have never been a play-in team in the first place. So I'm going to put the team's most likely to make a run from the play-in. I think I'd put Sixers first, Lakers second, Heat third.
And I don't think the Pelicans are going to be that team, but they're not your typical 7-8 either. Howard Beck here on the show. Howard, I'm sure like me, you were thrilled this morning to see that your NBA ballot dropped and that it is due in 39 seconds. It's like a Mission Impossible email, right? This message will self-destruct with your self-respect in 39 seconds. How are you? Well, let me start here. How are you going MVP, if you don't mind me asking? I don't know if you're one of these secretive guys. I'm not. Do you find, because I find the bottom of the ballot pretty tough, actually.
Yeah, thanks NBA for this screwball new method of, we're sending you a ballot. Here's the email to let you know that there will be a ballot. Here's another email to let you know that the ballot will not be here today, but it might be here at some point in the near future, but we can't tell you exactly when, because the season has to end first, because we've created a new stupid 65-game rule, and we have to have mathematicians come in and figure out who's eligible, and then eventually you'll get the ballot, but we can't tell you when it will drop. But when it does drop, you will have very, very little time to do it. Thanks, NBA. That was great.
What the Beck?
It's true.
You caught me in a mood today, Bill.
I love it.
So, MVP, even the top of the ballot has at least caused me some consternation. I don't like to get locked in too early, right? Like, Tim Bontemps does his polls for ESPN. We all participate, and it's fine. But I feel like every time I do it, I'm going, am I out of later or justify why I switched from, you know, Jokic to Embiid or whatever else. And this year was interesting because, you know, Embiid was the clear MVP favorite at the moment that he went down, and then that was it for him. And then Jokic was kind of de facto, but I don't like doing de facto. Like, I want to make sure that I've fully vetted my own views of this. So, it was Jokic going in. I seriously considered whether Luka or Shai Gilgeous-Alexander should overtake him, but I think it's still going to be Jokic in the end, and those other two guys will follow. And then, you know, Giannis is a tough case because statistically and just individually, he's been fantastic. The Bucks have been, for a 49-win team, they feel like a disaster. And obviously, you know, not all 49-win teams are equal. Expectations play a lot of, role in this. But Giannis is still in there. He has to be. So what you're really referring to is the number five spot, I think, Bill?
Yeah, it's Brunson versus Tatum, where I just
– yeah.
It's hard. So, I don't know what to do.
I will just say this. I've got two quick things on this. One is, as I have said, I'm going to keep promoting this. This is going to be my new campaign. And I brought this up on Bill Simmons' pod on The Ringer recently. Although I first proposed this years ago on my own podcast, the MVP ballot should go seven deep. And before anybody goes, oh, participation trophy, oh, but listen, one, baseball's MVP goes 10 deep. 10. There are 10 slots. I don't know why there are 10, but there are 10 in baseball. We could do seven in the NBA. And the reason why is exactly this kind of situation, Bill. Tatum is deserving of that fifth slot. Brunson is deserving of that fifth slot, and for very, very different reasons. Can only choose one of them. Those first four, I think, are almost certain. Like, I'll be shocked.
That's my exact order. Yeah, I'm going Jokic, SGA, yeah. Luka, Giannis for me.
And then,
I think,
you know, Anthony Edwards deserves, I think, a little bit of consideration. And maybe you think Kawhi Leonard deserves some consideration. And before he got hurt and missed a bunch of games, you could have said Donovan Mitchell deserved some consideration. And in a normal year where Embiid didn't go down, Embiid would be in this mix too, and he'd be closer to the top. But the point is that every year what we normally, you usually have a two-guy race for the top of the ballot, sometimes three, and then you got a bunch of guys who all were really good. Maybe their team didn't win enough. Maybe their stats weren't quite as sparkly as the other guys. And those are the guys you're always considering at four and five. But there's always like five or six guys who are worthy of the four and five. And what I'd really like is a ballot where, because it's decreasing point totals, right? So it's not going to affect the top of the ballot. It's not going to affect the race. This is not going to change who wins MVP or probably even finishes second and third. But if we were able to add two slots, six and seven, so that you could say, you know what, it's Brunson by a hair over Tatum, but at least I can still put Tatum on my ballot, I'd feel a heck of a lot better. All that said, I'm probably going Brunson over Tatum.
Yeah, I have not. I've got my four written down, and then I've got Brunson, Tatum, and Edwards just staring at me. This stuff is nobody. I mean, like, it is the fifth spot, but it sounds like me. I think all the voters really want to get it right. I can't hit you with every single playoff scenario, so let me just ask you this: You brought up the Bucks. I'm not a huge Doc believer, and that team has been brutally dysfunctional and inconsistent. And obviously now you have this calf injury with Giannis, which is a serious, serious thing. What do you think? Is Milwaukee going out for a second round? Do you see a world where everything comes together, including Giannis being healthy? How do you evaluate that basketball team?
Oh, man. I've rarely seen a team with this kind of high-end talent and expectations, you know, a plausible contender when the season began, just feel this lackluster. I mean, it happens now and then, but boy, the Bucks just—they're like, it's gotten to that point where you're just kind of sick of them being this lame. You're just kind of like, you know what, just go away, Bucks. Like, go figure your stuff out. Come back when you know what you are and what you're trying to accomplish. You know, and Giannis's injury on top of it just further clouds things. It's the opposite of the team of destiny. Sometimes you look at a team and go, oh, man, they've just got something special going. Like, this team, everything clicks, everything's going their way. It looked like a team of destiny. This is the inverse of that, where it's just like the team of we're just sick of ourselves and want to crawl into a hole. Like, there's everything about the Bucks, the vibes are just off, and it's we should not be surprised if they go down in the first round to the Pacers, in part because it looks like Giannis won't even be healthy to start the series. And the Pacers are young and hungry and athletic, and they want to put a dent, you know, in this thing and you know, just kind of prove that they belong here. The other thing, you know, Giannis has come back from injury very quickly before and been himself immediately. So he is, you know, that's possible, but every injury is different. Every situation is different. And the Bucks, you know, the Bucks went out in the first round last year. So they have a track record for this. So if I'm not a betting person, but if I were, I might be tempted to pick that upset.
Can they fire Doc Rivers? They can't, right? You're not going to pay 21 coaches at once. I'm assuming that come what may, Doc is good to go.
I don't think you're making yet another. I mean, he's already their third coach in a year. I mean, they just fired Budenholzer last year. So, no, I don't think that's happening, and I don't think this is on Doc necessarily. I mean, it's been a weird couple of months, but Doc isn't the reason that they're going to lose in the first round if that happens. It'll partially be you know, the Giannis injury. It'll partially be because they've gotten old in the wrong places. It'll partially be because the Drew for Damian Lillard swap hasn't exactly worked out. They've got all kinds of functional issues that are way beyond the coach.
All right, you brought us two of these organically, but I do have for you.
What the Beck?
This comes from my son. He turned to me when I picked him up from fifth grade yesterday from his class. He asked me the question I'm going to ask you, and I'm going to tell Henry that Howard Beck said this is the answer. Howard, do you think Bigfoot is real?
Yes, his name is Shaquille O'Neal.
All right,
that is,
great.
He has the biggest foot I've ever seen in my life. Is the actual Bigfoot real, like the Zapruder film kind of thing? No.
Right. Got it. All right, I'll tell him. He'll want to. That's great. We'll do a deep dive on Shaq for 3 hours tonight. I promise you, and I will pass on the message.
It's a really big foot. Shaq's foot.
Yeah.
You can't get over that when you first start covering the NBA, and you know my first beat was the Lakers, and it takes a while, and eventually you become numb to the fact that all these guys are so tall. And you're constantly craning your neck upwards. But it's also like the first time you walk in and someone's like sitting down at their locker and like shoes are off. And you're like, my God, that foot is huge.
It's funny you say that. A mentor of mine. Do you know Rick Jaffe? He's been a sports editor at the – anyway,
we might have
do you
met
know Rick?
Once, yeah.
Great guy. Love
don't
Rick.
Don't know him well, but we met once. Yeah.
Amazing human being. And he was the LA Times sports editor during that era. And he has framed in his house a pair of Shaq shoes. And you have to see them to fully grasp what you are. They are his feet are. It's like a huge piece of art. They're huge, man. They're bigger than I am. I'm pretty sure.
You could charge $5,000 a month rent, and somebody would take it in New York. Like that.
Oh yeah,
they would live in that.
Yeah, they Hunter just put up some curtains and make it work. Howard Beck, my friend. I know today's a horribly busy day for all of us. Thank you, NBA. So thank you for making time, buddy. I really appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Talk to you soon.
All right, pal. Howard Beck from The Ringer on Twitter at Howard Beck. Love talking to that dude, man. He is the absolute best. All right, let's do buy or sell. I'm not even going to let Tom frame it because yesterday he totally botched it. We have buy or sell. It's headline from sports. A take on each one. Next here on Writer Than You.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Writer Than You.
Would she be okay with me calling her Mrs. Pretty Danny?
Probably not, but go for it.
You have Mrs. D-Cell. I'm not doing that to you. No.
On the Infinity Sports Network.
All right, welcome back into the show. Bill Ryder with you. Tom, I secretly believe, it's not secret, I believe that Howard Beck secretly loves What the Beck.
I don't know if that's true.
You're not so sure.
I'm not as sold on that as you are.
We made that because Howard Beck is a straight lace guy. All right, he's a down the middle straight shooter. Right, his collared shirts are starched. Is that it? I don't even know. I don't know anything about that. I'm a t-shirt guy. He's a suit guy. Okay, he is middle of the road, and I find it hilarious to just kind of push him out of his comfort zone a little bit.
He is very much a no-nonsense kind of guy.
You knew he wasn't going to believe in Bigfoot. My kid, Henry, did ask me that, though. Just straight out of Just straight on that. I'm pretty sure I picked him up, but I was on my phone. We weren't driving yet. I was in the car. I'm like, hey, buddy, Dad, I have a really important question. I'm like, Daddy just needs to send a couple notes. Sorry, buddy. All right, blah, blah, blah. Sent. Okay. Seatbelt on. Great. Let's go. We're in the car. How's your day? I love you. Great. What's up? It's really important. Like, okay, what's up? Do you think Bigfoot is Bigfoot real? Kids are the best.
And what did you go with other than saying, let me ask Howard Beck tomorrow on the radio show?
I said, look, there are people that think that he is. I tried to basically hedge it. And it's interesting. There's mysteries in the world. And Daddy knows a guy who's a board op at a radio station who spends all of his money going into the woods in Northwest America looking for Bigfoot and thinks he's seen Bigfoot twice, which is true. And, you know, I don't know. And he goes, but do you think Bigfoot's real? I'm like, you know, he goes, Dad, do you think Bigfoot's real? And I go, I think Bigfoot's probably not real. But I think it is possible, but I would be more inclined, Henry, to believe other things that are probably like aliens, like more like, yeah, I think that's more likely than Bigfoot. Okay. Can I have some ice cream? All right. That's how that conversation. Do you feel edified?
Yeah. I feel like I'm in the know now.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Stuck in a timeshare and want out. Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com.
What side will Bill take on the biggest issues in the world of sports? It's time for today's edition of Buy or Sell on Writer Than You.
All right, Bill, we have the NFL draft in just over a week, and former NFL running back and New York radio host Tiki Barber doesn't seem former Michigan QB J.J. McCarthy as a top NFL prospect.
J.J. McCarthy thing? Mm-hmm. I'm tired of hearing it. Stop. Stop with the J.J. McCarthy thing. I'm tired. He's not. His film doesn't say he's a first-round quarterback. His film doesn't say, I need to get rid of all my assets and go draft this guy. Because a lot of what he does doesn't translate. The scheme that he ran at Michigan, and maybe this is just an indictment on the scheme and not necessarily on him, but it didn't highlight the things that you need to do. Second, third level reads and, multiple, combo routes that you have to get correct. He didn't do any of that stuff. The J.J. McCarthy thing, to me, is the smokescreen, right? He's getting inflated because Jim Harbaugh won't stop talking about him. And now all of a sudden, he's a top four quarterback? I don't buy it.
Bill, buy or sell, a team will reach for J.J. McCarthy in the draft next week.
Buy.
Buy.
Can I also just buy? I like, what are they called over on Fan when Tiki goes Terminator?
Mean Tiki.
Mean Tiki. It's not evil Tiki, it's mean Tiki?
Mean Tiki, yeah.
I like it when Tiki getting a little aggressively candid.
Bye.
Yeah. Also because Tiki might be the nicest person I've met in the business.
Ever.
Such a nice guy.
He says hi to me every day. Nobody says hi to me every day.
He's not saying hi to you. He's saying hi to the person behind you.
Got it. That makes more sense.
That was so mean. I'm just trying to be like mean Tiki. Buy or sell, you like mean Bill.
Sell.
Buy or sell, there's a distinction between mean Bill and Bill.
Bye.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
All right, Bill, let's continue in the NFL here. Vikings wide receiver Justin Jefferson was not in attendance for the first day of voluntary workouts. Let me say that again. Voluntary workouts. Jefferson, of course, is going into the final year of his deal with Minnesota, and they're still searching for their quarterback of the future. Maybe they'll get one next week. Bill, buy or sell Justin Jefferson not showing up for voluntary workouts means he's not happy in Minnesota.
I mean, does it mean he's not happy? Sell. I think that's the tail wagging the dog. I think he's not happy in Minnesota, and he can just not show up for voluntary workouts because he doesn't want to go and make it seem like he's sending a message when his message is, I just don't want to be there. Right? Whereas if you had a quarterback and you had a competitive football team, I got to go and I got to put on a happy face and pretend I want to be, I'm a leader. Now he's just like, everybody knows I'm not happy. I don't have to go to this thing. Buy or sell, you would go to voluntary workouts if we held them here at Rider Than You.
Sell.
Oh, wow. Wow.
At least you are honest.
Unfortunately.
All right, Bill. I knew you were going to ask that question. All right, Bill. C.J. Stroud told the media that Stephon Diggs will add more than just on-field production to the Houston Texans. Stroud said, quote, there's a lot of wisdom that he carries that I think he'll spread to the other guys, end quote. Bill, buy or sell Stephon Diggs will do for C.J. Stroud what he did for Josh Allen in Buffalo.
It's such an interesting addition, isn't it? The thing is, Josh Allen needed it more when Diggs arrived. Stroud's already asserted himself, but I think I'll buy. Yeah, I think he'll level up. I think this is an opportunity to level up. Yeah.
All right, Bill.
It makes that team. It makes that football team pretty intriguing, too.
That's the one thing that they didn't face last year. There's going to be expectations now going into year number two, which if they didn't win a playoff game last year, if they didn't trade for Stephon Diggs, there wouldn't have been. I mean, they were predicted to win four games last year.
But winners win, winners win, and expectations are otherwise. And I think C.J. Stroud's the real deal. By the way, C.J. Stroud is a reminder that what you think you know about the draft is limited, and that includes GMs. Because that guy was a question mark for some people. Not for everybody. What a stud.
All right, Bill. Speaking of studs, all offseason there's been speculation that Davante Adams wanted out of Las Vegas. However, the three-time All-Pro wide receiver told The Athletic, quote, "If I wanted to be gone, I'd be gone by now. This is where I want to be," end quote. Bill, buy or sell Davante Adams is making a mistake not asking to be traded away from the Raiders.
I mean, I'm going to sell because I...
Sell.
I don't know what somebody values, right? I don't know what his family situation is like, his personal life, where he wants to live, what he emphasizes. There is no state income tax in Vegas. Maybe he actually thinks they're going to be competitive. I don't know. However, if you were to say, Bill, if you were Davante Adams, buy or sell, you would ask to be traded away from the Raiders. You could not buy that fast enough.
Buy.
Hoopier than thou. Let's get to some NBA here, Bill. In an interview with Hoops Hype, Nuggets guard Jamal Murray said he thinks that he and Nikola Jokic are the best duo in the NBA. Now, Jokic, as you know, is a 6-time All-Star and could quite possibly win his third MVP this year, while Murray has never been an NBA All-Star. Buy or sell the Nuggets duo is one-sided.
Sell. I don't think it is. I think he's right.
Sell.
Or close to right. They are so much better when Jamal Murray plays. And I think he does get overshined a great deal by Jokic. And credit to him for not letting that get in his head or affect him. Because it's insane. Jokic has never played with an all-NBA player all-star. But Jamal Murray is at that level. I'm trying to think, who would be a better duo? It's not Tatum and Jaylen Brown. It's no longer Steph and insert anybody. I mean, LeBron and AD is interesting, but I don't think that's the right answer. It's not, what am I supposed to say, Brunson and, I mean, Brunson's amazing. Brunson and Anunoby, no. Siakam and Halliburton, it'd be actually Halliburton and Siakam, no. It's not Ant and Kat. Oh, Giannis and Doc, just kidding. No, I think he's right. I think they are the best duo.
Don't you think, though, there's a reasonable list you could put together, Jokic and insert any non-fringe all-star, and you would say they're the best duo?
I don't know. I mean, Jamal Murray, yeah, if you want to insert another, you want to insert Anthony Davis or LeBron, any of these other guys that I named. But Jamal Murray's really good, and if you just get into, let me see if I can do it really quickly. If you could just get into, like, what their record is when Jamal Murray doesn't play, I mean, they're not as good. Here, let me see if I can find this. Yeah, so they're basically a 500 team this year when Murray doesn't play. And they're a dominant team when he does play. In 2000, they're just not as good, man. He's really important to what they do.
All right, Bill, let's get to some baseball here. And I know you absolutely despise hitting streaks, but how about home run streaks and rookie home run streaks at that? Cubs rookie Michael Busch made it 5 straight games with a homer in Chicago's extra inning win over Arizona yesterday. Bill, buy or sell a 5-game home run streak for a rookie is impressive.
I mean, buy. Yeah. Home run.
Buy.
Yes. See, look, now all these people are getting mad. Can I just read you from this idiot in Milwaukee? He misspelled your, too. You're the worst radio host ever. Come to Milwaukee and your ugly ass is getting jumped. Hey, Giannis is the GOAT. Shut up, dude. I mean, like, these, I gotta tell you, man, these sports fans out there, How many times have I said nice things about the Bucks over the years? What did I say? What did I mean? Because I said Doc. Oh yeah, sorry. You're riding with Doc. Cool, bro. You. Good luck with that.
All right, Bill. Let's finish up with some college football here.
You're so anti. For a guy that complains a lot, you are very anti-confrontation.
Whoa! What did I complain about?
Nothing.
Right. I don't complain. I'm not a complainer. I'm not a malcontent.
Yourself.
Why are you laughing?
Is that a question?
Sell.
All right, Bill, let's finish up with some college football here at Alabama.
It's not the day. It's not the day, Giannis, the guy, whatever. My computer doesn't work. The NBA dropped a pallet on me. I can only take so much stupidity. I've hit my limit, Tom.
I'm not enjoying it. I'm not enjoying it. I'm with you.
Oh, that's the other thing. I want people to know that I've been frantically trying to fix this so I can do my other show and my work for the day, and you're just laughing your ass off.
You're asking me questions and if I know how to help, and I can't even get a word out because I'm laughing so hard at the breaks.
Everything's great. Everything's great.
All right, Bill, at Alabama's spring game over the weekend, Nick Saban shared one of his biggest concerns in retirement.
My biggest concern is being with my head coach, Miss Terry. I've never, ever had to watch a game with her, so I'm a little concerned.
Bill, buy or sell, Nick Saban needs to watch games in a different room than his wife.
Sell. I love all the Nick Saban retirement content. I don't think we played it on the show. Did you see Saban talking about how he's got to get up and do his chores that she assigns him?
Yup, and then he can have a good day once his chores are done.
And he was taught by his, when he was coming up, he didn't have a lot. You finish everything on your plate, but then his wife expects that you leave some food there to show how good it was. You try to get more. So he said that's a difficulty for him, the different standards of plate management.
It applies.
He's hilarious.
It applies to everyone. Happy wife, happy life.
The thing is, that doesn't rhyme. That rhymes in English. But if you're saying that in Spanish or in Mandarin or anything else, and it doesn't rhyme, does it have the same power?
No, you got to come up with the
Portuguese
equivalent.
How do you come up with the equivalent and make it rhyme in another language?
Something that rhymes for them.
No, but it would have to have the message about the wife and happiness.
Yes, you got to find a rhyming message for them.
Okay, let's say that there's an expression that says clean house equals good health. Rhyme it. Rhyme it. Rhyme it in English.
But what,
easy rhyme guy.
What I'm saying is,
what are you talking about? That's not how human languages work.
Listen.
You don't
speak one language, man.
Let me just go to languagerhymer.com. Oh, there we go. I got it.
That you laugh. That's probably a thing.
It probably should
be. And if your computer worked, you could see.
Was that it?
Yeah.
We're done?
Yep.
We'll jump your ass in Milwaukee. All right, man. Cool, dude. You're right. Doc Rivers is amazing. His 7 titles are proof. I shouldn't have forgotten about him. You guys are doing great. Plus, Giannis is hurt. Get out of here. I did get a nice note from Sparky, though. That is exciting. Milwaukee's a great town. I'm actually going. I may be there this summer there's a wedding. And my buyer sale, I'm expected to go, and he's a great kid. My cousin's having his wedding, but it's in the NBA Finals. And I already have to go back for my son's graduation. I don't think I'm allowed to take 2 finals days off. Buy or sell.
Sell.
What are you selling?
That you could take a second finals day off.
I don't think I can.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I had to say, I felt terrible. I didn't say no. You know, you get the are you coming thing, and there's no place to write. Sorry, man.
Will Lori and the kids be going without you?
No, I don't think so. I mean, they're in school. They're in school. I mean, I'm not going to have them fly across the country. But I could have a coffee with the guy that wants to jump me. That could be a really nice experience, I was thinking. I was at the wedding. I was hoping, even though I don't like Doc Rivers, that the Bucks would make the finals so I could go to the wedding. Right? Just I'd be there. But then they hired Doc, and I crossed that plan off my possible list. All right. Let's close a little Caitlin Clark, shall we? And Tom and join my misery. That is coming up here on Rider Than You after we get a sports flash from Andrew Bogish.
You're listening to the Writer Than You podcast.
All right, welcome back into the show. Bill Writer with you here on the program. The Defensive Player of the Week is sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Pacers big man Miles Turner had 4 blocks in Sunday's win over Atlanta. Turner finished the regular season averaging nearly 2 blocks per game, which is crazy. The Defensive Player of the Week is sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union. And the Defensive Player of the Week underscores why the Pacers can win that series against the Bucks. They're good. Halliburton's, Siakam, this dude, they can play. Tom, are you into the NBA more than in the past? Did you watch any of the Sunday games? Because it was pretty cool.
Oh, I love the Sunday games because I love that they put them on at the same time so you can't see what you need to do for if you want to go up a seed, down a seed. Yes, I was into it.
Do you know what I watched? I watched Crunch Time. Our guy was doing it.
And Jared Greenberg will join us tomorrow.
You're kidding.
Nope. I am
Jared's
serious.
On tomorrow?
Yes, he is.
When he comes on and I praise him and I say, listen, he's going to think I'm just being nice. It's actually true. It's actually legit.
You can say that. You can butter him up. And then after the interview is over, I will apologize for texting him while he was on the air doing that show.
Did he write you back during the show?
He did not, and I did not expect him to.
You knowingly did that, didn't you?
I did as soon as I hit send.
Okay.
I thought, man, I shouldn't have done that.
I'm not mad at you for it, though. Like, you're being aggressive. You're being a producer guy.
Well, maybe Jared might be a little annoyed with me. Probably doesn't want his phone blowing up while he's, you know, on the air.
I'm going to go out on a limb, and I could be wrong, and I'm just going to say that I think Jared's enough of a pro to put his phone on silent or turn it off.
Well, it's a good thing he's a pro because I'm not.
I mean, I regularly ignore you, and I can tell you it's doable.
Thank you for that.
it's very – all right. Are you – you? Well, that's because you ignore me constantly.
Not recently.
Are you going to make – the tortellini and pea and prosciutto. Dude, it's so easy, man.
Probably not.
You pick up 2 packages of cheese tortellini. You get a lemon, some shallots. Do you have nutmeg? Get some nutmeg. Buy a little thing of nutmeg. You probably have nutmeg in the house. What else you need? You need a cup of cream, so buy some heavy whipping cream. I put it in my coffee. It's really good for me. what else is in there? Don't worry about it. Oh, prosciutto. You got to buy some prosciutto.
I mean, now I got to go to the grocery store for quite a few items.
How many items?
I mean, there was like 4 there.
Do you have a lemon in your house?
Actually, I think so.
Yeah, right. So there's always, it's a rule. There's always lemons in the house. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. It's a fact. Every house has a lemon in its fridge if it's well run. I'm really excited for Caitlin Clark. I'm pumped. I'm pumped for Caitlin Clark. My son Henry really wants a Caitlin Clark jersey. And the thing is, I got nothing against Indiana. I got nothing against the state of Indiana or the team. What is it, the Indiana Fever? I'll get the Fever. But, you know, with an Iowa route, to kind of want to get him a Caitlin Clark Iowa jersey. But is that too so yesterday now?
Yeah, I feel like we've turned the page.
The Indiana jersey sold out. Let me just say this. Fanatics is doing these. How many did they make? How many jerseys did you make?
Not enough.
They're sold out already? I don't know. I haven't looked. But it would be funny if they came out and said, we didn't realize people would want more than 200. Just make a lot of them. People are going to buy them. Last night, tonight, you're going to sell them. I think it's really awkward watching people have to sit there, by the way, and wait to be drafted and be talked about. Did you watch any of this? Caitlin Clark was 7 feet from the... Why are you rubbing your head? What's the issue?
Why is it awkward? We all knew it was happening. Yeah.
Yeah, there's Caitlin. Now she can hear us. Just let her go back in a green room or something. It's not a zoo.
I thought it was fine.
I thought it was a little awkward.
I watched the first 7 picks because I wanted to see where Angel Reese was going from LSU.
I did not watch the first 7 picks. Hit me with some info.
Chicago.
How was the vibe?
Chicago. She's going to Chicago.
I saw that. Do you think Angel Reese is going to be really nice to Caitlin Clark when they play each other in the WNBA?
They got along. They got along enough at the draft last night. They were smiling and waving at each other.
I like the energy. I like a little competitiveness. Bird and Magic didn't like each other for a long time.
And Caitlin Clark didn't hold it against her. She said they're all good.
I once spent an evening shadowing in Kansas City at a Hall of Fame. Kansas City has a college basketball Hall of Fame, but I don't understand it. It's a secondary Hall of Fame. Anyway, people show up for it. So I spent a night shadowing Magic and Bird, and Magic was the most gregarious, outgoing. Here's a story I've never told on the radio, and I'm not mad about it. I like Magic Johnson. I had to meet Magic Johnson at some elevator, and when he got there in his car. And I was around the corner, and he didn't know I was there, and he was complaining about having to, I get it, like this reporter, unbelievable. And I was like, oh, Mr. Johnson, and then just the charm offensive, right? Hey, Billy! We'd never met. And like, when Magic Johnson gives you a hug, you just vanish into light. He's a bigger man than I am. Billy! Whatever it was. And then I had to sort of alternate between him and Larry Bird, and Bird just stared at me. I don't know if Larry Bird said three words to me over those 4 hours. And he was nice, but he is not a talker.
All right, so Larry Bird ignored you, and Magic Johnson complained about 10 seconds before he actually met you.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that was one of those moments. Yeah. I was a newspaper reporter at the Kansas City Star.
This bleeping bleep reporter.
It wasn't like that. It was just, he wasn't happy. Because part of the agreement is a reporter from the Kansas City Star shadows you every step of the way. And I got to be assigned to whoever the big name was, got to write the big story. And, you know, those guys don't want to be bought. I did have an experience once where at that event I got to spend an evening with John Wooden, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I should remember all the names, but those are the two that – it was – four or five of the luminaries in the history of the sport. And I found Kareem to be just incredibly kind and introspective and interesting. Like, he was cool. Dr. Wooden was awesome. Pretty amazing. You should go to that. You should, when we go to Kansas City for our adventure, we should go to the College Basketball Hall of Fame thing there.
Which one are we going to first? Because I would like to go to Arkansas first.
So it's only about a Arkansans, correct me here on Twitter, sports writer. I think it's a 3-hour drive, 3.5-hour drive from Northwest Arkansas to Kansas City. So we can actually fly into one and fly out of the other. Take the show on the road.
And we're trying to do this in the fall because there's overlap of college football season and college hoops.
I gotta do it though. Well, but I gotta try to do it when there's not NBA going on. Would make my life a little easier.
That seems a little tricky.
It's gonna be tough.
Okay.
You know what? Let's do it in November where people don't know the NBA is going on. It's going on, but maybe some people aren't aware.
Got it.
There's sort of a Magic Johnson, but no, Billy. You know, it 180s pretty quickly. My little notebook, my little reporter's notebook. At least he didn't jump me like that guy in Milwaukee.
You got a weird life, man.
People say that a lot.
Yeah, because it's true.
People say that a lot. You know what's a big regret? The time that Keanu Reeves and I hung out at 5 in the morning at LAX security line, I didn't know it was him until he left. And I was talking to him, and I was so tired. Everyone goes, that was Keanu Reeves. And I thought, oh, that's too bad. What said I?
You could have been in the John Wick movies.
I don't think so.
Maybe.
As an extra?
Yeah.
Who's eating ice cream? Is that my role? All right. That's a show. Thanks, Pretty Daddy RTY. Pretty Daddy Righty. Okay. That's his new Twitter handle. It's a work in progress. All right. I'm Bill Ryder. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you here tomorrow on Ryder Than You.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.